Eric Ness, and you are with the Small Business Administration.
You're going through a lot of these information sessions with Congressman Kind. What are you trying to convey as the message, and what are you learning from the people?
Well, we want to let people know what the law and how it will affect small businesses, because I want to make sure that small businesses know what they need to do, get their questions answered, so they can continue to do what they do best, is create jobs in Wisconsin and in the nation.
You hear an audience like this today. Are they getting the right information before they get here, or are they learning a lot of it as they get to these sessions?
Well, I think that the importance of doing sessions all over the state of Wisconsin is getting them the right information so that they know, what do I need to do, when do I need to do it, and how is this going to affect me. And I think if we can get that information, then small businesses can make the correct decisions, can make good planning decisions on what to do in the future, because now they know what they need to do.
SBA has a special website just for the businesses to help look at these options and what they can and cannot do, doesn't it?
Right. If you actually just go on our SBA.gov website, healthcare is right there. You can take a look at it. The presentation that I was giving out here, we actually have the slides. You can take a look at it. We have a lot of our blogs on there that can answer some of the questions. And you can always contact us, too, and so we can help you get the information you need.
In general, is it fair to say that most employers who already have a health care plan will probably just continue what they're doing, or do they have to really compare what the options are based on the SHOP program and some other things?
Well, I think that SHOP actually creates a opportunity for a lot of businesses that wanted to provide insurance but didn't really have a group plan to do it. And so under 50 employees, they can actually look at that as an option. Is this an option? Is this something that makes sense that I can actually enhance my employees' experience? So I think it gives them a nice option to take a look at to see if that's something that they want to add. And of course, if they're under 25 employees, they have the opportunity of a tax credit. So let's see what we can do to help our employees and help our business.
Sounds like if you are a business operator or owner, now is the time to find out what the options are before the clock runs out.
That's right. October 1st is when the SHOP is going to be opening, and so I'd kind of encourage people to take a look at healthcare.gov to take a look at what their options will be. And also, if you're a small business owner, let your employees know, and actually Department of Labor on their website, they have actually a couple sample letters where you can let your employees know what you're going to do. Are you going to provide insurance or not, so that they can kind of be positioned to see what they should be doing also.
And safe to say that employees should expect some kind of a letter or notice by the end of the month.
Yep. Before October 1st, they need to get the employers need to get letters out to let the employees know what they're doing. For all employers, actually, with more than one employee and over 5 million in sales, or actually, 500,000 in sales. So basically, if your employer, let your employees know.
Anyone add today?
We're excited to be out here, excited to get the information out and to provide information to small businesses.